Mr. Arlindo, welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me again.
I've had the privilege now of having you twice.
Always good, man.
I think you were one of the first people that I had for this year on the podcast.
It was this year.
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Because
December already feels like it was 2 years back.
Yeah, but it was just...
but it was just the beginning of this year.
Like 9 months ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I think we can just start. Let me start it this way. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Obviously, they already know my name is Arlindo Arnett Nechizati. Yeah, so what am I? I'm a business man, boy, entrepreneur, also a site manager currently for this other company called MLK Engineering and Consultant, yeah. But yeah, I'm also a director for my own company, which is Arnett.
Nice. Yeah. So, just I feel like I just have to explain this. So, Arlindo's dad and my dad are buddies.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those relationships that actually spill over to the next generation,
which overflows.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing to see as well, because at least you see that, okay, that's, I mean, like when you decide to have children and when I decide to have children, it's, to see that also going on like that, it would be a nice story to tell.
And be like three generations back.
I'm telling
you. Our
friendships.
Our elders did it well.
Exactly.
So let's not break this thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where, like I'm saying, that it's beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And I think when the beginning of the year, when we started talking, we were talking about your work, and
yes,
you shared some few gems of wisdom as well.
Mm.
So I would like to call you a seasoned civil engineer.
Yes.
And I guess maybe to start, let's start with the projects that you have done.
Okay.
And I just want you to just explain, okay, what projects are you working on and what is that you're learning from them, and we can actually just build up from there.
Okay. I think firstly I'll have to explain the role of my role at where I am, as a site manager.
Okay.
Yeah, because site agent, long before they used to say it's a site agent, but now new day and everything is going to change. It's a site manager. So you basically managing from the planning to the execution of the project. You basically busy with the running of the whole project. There can be other things that you don't do, but you are responsible for the overall outcome of the project. To say, we started with a plan, was it up to detail from the engineers that you are looking from? Yeah. So the project that I started with, the time we started talking, I was busy with Clarence Waste Water Treatment Plant, which is an upgrading. So already they had a water treatment plant, which was smaller. Now we're just doing a new one, which is a bigger scale, because, you know, obviously in a community, the community grows as time goes on. So that one was catering for
a certain
number of people. Now the community has outgrown the number, then we have to bring in new system. So that one is in Clarence, Free State. I'm the site agent there, or site manager. Since the project started last year in June, so now we're sitting in September 2023, which is roughly more than a year now. Yes, a year and two, but the project is ending in Feb, which is next year, 2024. Yeah, I've done a lot since the project started, and we're almost complete, because my planning was to complete that project within a year, of which before I moved from that project, I had achieved my my plannings.
Objectives, yeah.
And objectives, yes. So I'm happy to say I've done that with no shame of saying I failed here, and, but it was it is still a successful project that I did. So yeah, that's the one that I'm currently, now I'm just overseeing it because now I have another project which I'm busy with as well.
Okay, awesome. I forgot to introduce to the guys that they might be wondering why are we wearing our traditional
Yes, yes, yeah.
So we are in the month of Heritage Month. Yeah. So we are just coming back from church and we're wearing our regalia.
Yes.
So we thought maybe let's just have a Heritage Day edition. So yes. For everyone who's watching, thank you so much for tuning in on the Heritage.
Thank you for including us in your heritage plans, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
So actually, it's going to air tomorrow on Monday.
Okay.
That's so good. Yeah. So everyone who's going to be watching, thank you so much for watching. I know this is a long weekend for some of people, from some of the guys.
And a good time to be watching podcast. I mean, Stack a podcast is the one. I mean, what else will you be doing? You might be busy, but put in your earphones while you are busy with something and be
When you're relaxing.
Watching, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to get that out of the way. So you say that you are working as a project engineer.
Project manager.
Your site manager.
Site, yeah.
And there's this project that... So are you saying that you're finished with the project now or you're almost finishing it?
We're almost finished. The work which is left there, I'm sure snakes. It won't take... Yeah, we're busy with the snake list.
Sure.
A snake list, it means we're just doing touch-ups. So we are on that phase of doing touch-ups and only... Because we've already started testing some of the equipments which we installed. So we are almost done. By the end of the year, the project must be complete.
So this is not your first project working it as a site manager, right?
As a site manager, it's my first responsibility. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
The projects that I've done before, it was I was a foreman.
Oh, I remember.
So it's a bit different. The responsibility bit different. A foreman is more hands-on. A site manager is more like a, how can I put it?
Okay. Delegate.
Yes. In a school structure.
Okay.
This I would say, when you are a site manager, you are like a principal.
Okay.
And then when you are a site foreman, you are like a teacher.
Okay.
You are there teaching from morning until the school is out. But as a principal, you are busy communicating between the SGB, all that structure, that's the simplest thing.
I love how you put it. So what did you learn a lot about yourself while you were doing this job?
Wow, what a good question. What did I learn? I learned a lot of things in a short space of time.
Sure.
Because remember that you are being given responsibility which not many people can just jungle around. It's way too... Because the success and the fail of the project is within your hands. It's how you plan. So I learned how to plan and execute with the future... checking reference to the future. Is this planning going to help me tomorrow? Also, proper planning, that's what I also learned. Time management. Time management, and remember, this is just something that I'm just picking up now. Time goes with money.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah. So the more time you have, it is equivalent to the money that you must spend. So spending wise, I've learned how to balance between time and, because if we want to spend more for something that will take two days and we have to spend less for something that will take 5 days, now you check, do you have enough time to wait for 5 days, or you just want to do this thing in 2 days, then you're complete with it. So it also, money affects time and time affects money.
Sure.
So that's another thing that I learned. And also how to deal with people. Because we are as a site manager or a site agent, sometimes you are responsible of employing people that will be assisting you with different type of works. So also how to deal with people and work with people. It's one thing that you just don't take for granted. You have to be on at your level best because you have to deal with different characters. Yeah. And the other thing that's the last one, and I'm loving it because I've been successfully doing it well. How to manage a strike or a striking community.
Okay.
Yes.
Was there a strike in your project?
In my recent... In this one that I'm talking about, the first one, I only had one, which I solved. Then in this recent one that I'm busy with now, I've had more than 3 strikes.
Okay.
And which I can gladly say successfully dealt with them.
So you managed to dissolve them.
I managed to dissolve it. And to be honest, you can look at it as something simple. But when you are done talking with those guys who are angry, who have their emotions all over, that's when you realize that, wow, okay, this thing, it needs someone who's mentally prepared and also powerful.
So I think just to get us into your world, or the world where you're actually dealing with the three strikes. It sounds funny, but it's very interesting, like as you're saying it. So just want to get into that world. What was the cause of the strike and how did you solve the strike?
Okay. How can I put this in a scenario? Okay, I know, you know, in a project, more especially in those communities where you'll find there are some guys who want to also get their hands on what's been done. So there are business forums. They want some money as well to say, okay, it's simple. I can't come to your house and work at your house while you're not benefiting anything. That one is very simple. So the business forum for every community, they also want to benefit from the project. So most of the strike is to say, please include us as well.
So that means that's more on employment.
On employment.
Employ our people.
Don't come with people from Joburg to come to work in Cape Town. We have enough capabilities. Employ people from Cape Town. So that's most cases. And others is just petty issues to, more especially in workers, they will be striking that payments and all. But the payments one is more of not understanding, because you find that you hired people who don't even have grade 12. So some of the information, they just want to work and get money, and the focus is on money. How it gets to their bank, they don't want to hear anything. They just want to see themselves every month.
Okay.
So yeah, the first incident was fighting for subcontracting. So there is a certain percentage on a project that must go to local SMMEs, which is local businesses. Yeah. So you must empower them if you're coming to do a project in a certain area. So those guys, they were stopping the works, saying they need to be empowered.
So what were they doing exactly?
Okay. It's funny. They come, find you working, tell you guys, it's tools down. We don't want to see any of you guys working. If there's a gate, they lock the gate with their own chain and own padlocks. Then you have to leave the place. Okay, until they get the responsible person to come and talk to them. And in those incidents, I'm the responsible person to communicate with. So you get there, you find maybe 10, 20 guys waiting, looking, who's gonna come to stop us, because now we are in charge here. So I just go there, as short and humble as I am, go there, ask them, okay, so guys, what's the problem, what's the issue? Then the one who talks too much will come, yeah, you can't just come here and tell us whatever you want, we want to work here, and this is that. Okay, let's talk nicely, we are not fighting. How do we resolve this issue? So the good thing about me, I read the emotions before I get there. So it doesn't want someone who reacts fast and also someone who reacts slow. You must read the room.
Okay.
That's when you'll be able to deal with that. If you see that the situation is too much for you,
style, yeah,
don't try and calm it down. Rather you ask for a reschedule of a meeting or you plan something else. Don't try to calm angry people. So always what I do is to make sure my car, because they are capable of destroying anything that you are using. My car is far away from me, and then I just go there, try to get to the exact problem. Then I see how can we deal with it. I ask them to give me answers. Then I use their answers to assist them.
Okay, so it's like almost like reverse psychology. Yeah. Where you ask them the question, because that's how psychologists actually work.
Yes.
They don't give you answers.
You give them answers.
You give them the answers.
Then they say, oh, so you know, that's what we want.
Sure.
Yeah.
It sounds funny and fascinating as you're explaining it. So I don't want to ask the same question twice.
Okay.
So you do that, and then the resolving is that coming to that conclusion, you end up giving them jobs and something like that?
It depends with the project. If there is something to do, you do tell them that, okay, yes, we can work it out. This is what you can do, and then let's do the things in a right procedure. We release the advert for subcontracting, then you subcontract, we take the one who wins, and then he gets the job to be done. But there are projects that are, there is a rule of which those guys, they think that rule applies to everything. A project which is like 1 million, you can't give a subcontract because the amount doesn't allow you. Yeah, so they always think that 30% must go to every project that comes. Sure. 30% must always go to them, and it doesn't work like that. So sometimes you do tell them the rule, but you find people who are not educated, they just want to do something. Then the good thing, which is a key thing for me, what I do, I usually postpone
the meetings. Okay.
Then it make them have faith to say, okay, so if you're saying we meet on this day, we're meeting on this day to solve this thing, which means, and then you keep communicating with them so that they get confident that this thing is gonna work. You keep communicating with them, but then you know what's your plan in the long run. So yeah, you try by all means to dig and dive. It's a good experience.
Psychological games.
Yeah, you have to do that, or else you won't manage. I think many projects are stopped because of such things.
So I'm trying to find the difference between what you mentioned and construction mafias.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes, I'm aware.
What's the difference between the community just striking and construction mafias?
So the construction mafias, they are mostly like to be the business forum mafias.
Oh, okay.
So the business forum people are the one, because those guys, but I think there's a slightly difference in those. Business forums, most of them, they just want the job. They don't demand to take over. Whereas construction mafia, they want to take over, and then they tell you, you'll just give us a certain percent without not working.
Oh, sure.
Because those guys, they just say, okay, in this project, you're going to work, and then your profit is going to be 30%, we need the 70% of your profit.
Sure.
But you did the work. Them, they're just waiting to receive the money.
Sure.
Which is, that's why they call them mafias. Whereas the business forum guys, they do want to work with you.
Yes.
They need that subcontracting, that smaller job, then they do it.
Sure.
So that they can grow their companies. That little bit of 1,000 rands, at least they work for it. Unlike the construction mafia, those ones, they're just waiting to get the money. They don't want to
they use bullying tactics sometimes. Exactly. They shoot off your tires.
Yeah. Yes.
And actually, worst case scenario, people even die when you deal with construction
mafia. Construction mafia is more like just a bully taking over on something,
Okay, so I see we said we're going to do 20 minutes. We're already on 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So I think maybe let's push maybe at least another 10 minutes. I hope the video will still be fine.
Okay.
So what did you learn? You said, okay, what did you learn the most out of this project? And maybe get into the details of civil engineering, just touch on the some of the basics on civil engineering, okay, and just merge them together with the things that you learned from this project.
Okay. Most importantly is the communication skills, sure, the one that we learn from first year until maybe second year or third year. Mm. That's when you see the importance of that subject, because now it you have to communicate well. You have to always think of the next person. How are they receiving the information?
Mm.
And because when you give orders or when you give a task to someone, you're expecting them to do it like you are there, even if you're not there, but they must do it to the point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so trying to take the basics of communication also to build up a project is one of the most important key which you learn from tertiary level, and also you have to implement it in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also remember, when you are doing a project, the end goal is not for you to use the facility, but you're building it for someone else.
Mm.
So you must have that in the back of your mind to say, when constructing this thing, it must be user-friendly to the next person,
okay,
who was not there. The person who's coming is just going to find a wall built nicely, done everything.
Mm.
But you must make sure that it's usable to the next person. So those are some of the finer details that most of the people they overlook. That one, they're just looking at the project to do it and finish it.
Mm.
Whereas it's not the case. You must do something that will outlive you,
okay,
and on a long run. To say, I've done this project, 50 years down the line someone must come and look and be like, wow,
find the integrity of the everything still fine.
Yes,
intact, yeah.
Like the person who was in charge here, he made sure that the thing is.
And then how do you manage that? How do you make sure that you get to that point?
One way,
quality. Okay.
Make sure. Make sure. Don't compromise. Don't buy cheap things. Go for the real thing. Cause what's the use of doing something 10 times, whereas you can do it one time, and then it's closed, done deal.
Yeah, I'm just reminded of a quote. Cheap is expensive.
Exactly. On a long run, it will cost you.
Sure.
Because you will have to go back and forth again doing the same thing. Yeah.
I think maybe for the sake of the... for those who are listening, the reason why we're closing it early is we have some technical issues.
Technical glitches.
But thank you so much for coming through and just having to sit down. You're coming all the way from... where's this, Joburg?
Yeah, Joburg.
Yeah, in Free State. Town, Free State. Yeah.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming through. And maybe in closing, can you please advise someone out there who's listening to the podcast so they can be motivated from our conversation?
Okay. Maybe my motivation for someone who's listening for you, actually, is believe in yourself. Whatever you do, life is there's no, what do you call it? There's no manual for life. We are living today, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. But make today count. And make sure that you prioritize yourself first. If you're happy, if you're at peace with whatever you're doing, then everything just flow. I think that might be a cue for depression.
Okay.
Because if you're happy with what you're doing, then everything around you becomes happy.
Mm.
It's like how you surround yourself with people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're around people who are happy, I think it also flows within you to say, I want to be happy with like how they are doing.
Mm.
So whatever you're doing, just know that tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone.
Mm.
Make sure that today counts and you're living it to your fully best.
Yeah. I think something that we talked about that we said we were going to talk about was some of the things I should do on the side, which is okay, your own company.
Yeah.
So let's close with that and just explain what is RNET, being a director, how is that going? But I think we'll touch more on it when we get in December, because I'm going to have a conversation with you again in December.
Okay.
So just touch base on it.
Okay. RNET has been around the blog for quite long.
Sure.
But I think this year we were trying to rebuild and also to rebrand. We're looking on doing most of the technical things, more especially with concrete works, concrete design. Maybe I'm being too technical, but on a simple form, we want to be dealing with concrete, building concrete works and also building houses, but not on nice projects, big projects. Yeah, so we're planning on doing that and also hiring and supplying of building materials like your scaffolding, your grinders, most of the construction equipment, things. Yeah, so we basically into construction. And also now by growing, it's no longer Arnett alone. I'm also a director for a company now. It's called Isao Engineering, of which is me and my other business partner. Yes, we also on the draft, we on the ditches, we busy building. But watch out, we have many things which are coming out, which are good for everyone. We accommodate everyone, yes.
Yeah, I think on that note, we're going to close it there. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming through and always making time to for us to sit down.
Yes.
And I mean, it's one of those things where we have to tell you that Stake Podcast is rooting for you. And when you're winning, we know we are also winning. True, and we'll just keep on supporting you throughout. So yeah, on that note, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, man. Cape Town is good. Thank you.
Sure.